Fiat. September 24th, 1934. How one who lives in the divine will becomes a member of it and acquires the inseparability with all the works of our Creator. I feel as if I were swimming within the immense abyss of the divine will. And since I am too little, I go about taking, and I can manage to take but tiny little drops of it. And the few I take remain inside of me, as well as inseparable from the supreme fiat. And they make me feel the inseparability with it and with all of its acts. Oh, divine will, you love so much one who lives in you that you do not want to do anything, nor can you do anything without engaging the one who already lives in you. The awe of your love is so great as to say, what I do, you too must do, as you live in me. It seems to me that you would render yourself unhappy if you were not able to do and say, what the creature does, I do. What I do, she does as well. But while my mind was wandering within it, and I felt the strong bonds of its inseparability, my sweet Jesus, repeating his little visit to my soul, told me, my little daughter of my will, you must know that for one who lives in my will, her inseparability from it is such and so great that there is nothing it does, either in heaven or in all creation, without letting one who lives in it take part in it. Just as the body possesses the inseparability with its members, and whatever one member does, all other members centralize themselves in the member that operates. They are aware of everything, and all of them participate. In the same way, one who lives in my will becomes a member of it, and as though naturally, on both sides, they feel this inseparability, and whatever one does, the other does as well. Hence, my volition in heaven makes all happy. It beatifies, and with its smiles of love, it enchants the whole celestial court and makes all feel unheard of joys. While on earth, with one who lives in its will, it carries out its operating life, it sanctifies, it fortifies, and acting as a conqueror, it makes in her as many conquests for as many acts, habits, words, thoughts, and steps as she does in it. Now, heaven, the blessed, feel and take part in the operating and conquering life that my will carries out on earth in the souls who live in it. They feel the inseparability of their acts, breaths, and heartbeats, and the happiness of my conquering will. Therefore, they feel the new joys, the beautiful surprises that my conquering fiat knows how to give in the creatures. And since these are conquests of a divine will, the blessed, who already live of it, feel as conquerors of its gifts and works. And oh, how many new seas of happiness they enjoy! And behold, heaven feels inseparable even from the breaths of the creature who lives in my will on earth. And the creature, by virtue of it, feels the inseparability with the joys and happinesses of heaven. The peace of the saints is hers. The firmness and confirmation in good convert into her very nature. She feels the life of heaven flow within her members more than blood inside her veins. Everything is inseparable for one who lives in my will. Inseparable from the heavens, from the sun, from the whole of creation. There is nothing that can separate from her. It seems that everyone and everything say to her, "We are inseparable from you." My very pains that I suffered on earth, my life, my works, say to her, "We are yours." They surround her, they invest her, they take the place of honor, and they bind themselves to her with inseparable bonds. And here is how the creature who lives in my will feels always little, because feeling the inseparability with so many works of mine, of my love, great and innumerable, from my light and sanctity, she is the true tiny little one in the midst of all of my works. But fortunate little one, loved by all. As she reaches the point of giving beautiful new conquests and new joys to heaven. Therefore, if you want everything, live always in my will, and you will feel as the happiest creature ever.